A former Illinois state worker named in an infamous email about a possible rape cover-up is speaking out for the first time. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has the exclusive.
Before you hear from that former state worker, you have to know Michael McLean. He was one of the most powerful people in Springfield. He was a lobbyist who was the key advisor to Michael Madigan, the former Illinois House Speaker. Last year, WBEZ found and published an email McLean wrote in 2012 to the then-governor's top aides. In it, McLean sought leniency for a state worker facing discipline. As attributes, McLean wrote that the worker had, quote, kept his mouth shut about possible ghost payrolling and a rape in Champaign. The story shook Springfield. When WBEZ confronted McLean at a Chicago steakhouse last year, he wouldn't say what the rape reference meant.
I'd prefer not to comment right now, but thank you. It's nothing against you guys. You're doing your professional job, but I'd prefer not to.
Now the man who allegedly kept his mouth shut is speaking out. Forrest Ashby was a political friend of McLean's, and he tells WBEZ it's a mystery to him what McLean was talking about.
No, I didn't know anything about a rape in Champaign prior to that email coming out. Not in Champaign, but anywhere.
McLean used to lobby for ComEd. He's now awaiting trial on federal corruption charges tied to the power company's bribery-fueled lobbying operation that was built around trying to influence Madigan. And Ashby said he didn't learn about McLean's rape and champagne comment until McLean himself told him as WBEZ was preparing to publish it. Ashby says the uproar it's created has been
terrible. It's embarrassing to me and my family and to my friends. I live in a small town, and the way that email was put together, it's like I condoned a rape cover-up and a ghost payroll cover-up. It's been devastating to me.
A slew of investigations have ensued, but no one has been charged. Ashby agreed to a recorded conversation with WBEZ in March 2020 on the condition it not be broadcast or published. Last week, Ashby agreed to lift that lid. McLean's defense lawyer declined to comment about Ashby's remarks Wednesday, but Ashby says the former clout-heavy lobbyist owes him an explanation. They were friends, after all.
That's the million-dollar question. He can't explain himself fast enough.
Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.